And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Sparky Finds a Bug. Sparky and I, along with our good friend Mayor Frumfront, were spending a pleasant week on Yuki Butch's farm on the outskirts of Cincinnati, Ohio. Sparky certainly has been enjoying the fresh air and the sunshine and the exercise, the farm animals and so forth, and I've been enjoying my visit too. Yesterday, while Sparky was out in the fields with Yuki, he collected a bunch of bugs. Turned out that one of them was a very rare butterfly, according to the mayor. The only trouble is, it escaped, and Sparky's very anxious to get it back.
Come on, hurry up and finish your breakfast there, lad. We want to get outside and hunt for that little bug of yours that got away last night.
I wish Big John would have let us go outside last night and hunt for it, right after it got out of my bug collection.
No, lad, Buster was right. It was too dark to find that there little bug last night.
Of course it was. Besides, who ever heard of such a thing, hunting for bugs in the middle of the night?
But, Big John, you don't seem to realize that that bug is valuable. That's a rare leper... whatever it was the mayor said.
Lepidopterus macrophilius monadico paracelsus, lad. That's the technical name for that there bug. And by the way, that's the last time I'm saying that name today. Say it once and I'm winded for the rest of the day.
What was that again, Mayor? I was sitting here half awake listening to you fellas talking. Did I hear you mention Lepidopterus macrophilius monadico paracelsus?
Twice! Listen to that! Hey, Yuki can say the name of that bug real easy.
Yuki, don't tell me that you're familiar with that there kind of bug.
Well, it just so happens that one of my best friends next to old Charlie Rusbaugh is old Professor Dexter A. Nicholsworthy. He's one of the country's most outstanding authorities on bugs, you know.
Is that right?
If what you suspect is true, Mayor, that is, that bug which escaped from the lad's bug collection is a Lepidopterus microphilius monadico paracelsus. Then we have one of the rarest winged insects in the world right here in my farm.
Well, if that's the case, then what are we waiting for? I mean, let's get outside and start looking for it before it flies so far away. We'll never find it.
Well, after we finish breakfast, Sparky, just finish your ham and eggs, and then
I have finished my breakfast. Look, huh? No ham, no eggs, no toast. My glass is empty. Matter of fact, I drank 3 glasses of milk.
Oh, well, all right. I guess we're all finished with our breakfast now. If the mayor and Yuki want to go outside with you to look for that bug, it's all right with me.
Well, I'm ready. How about you, Yuke?
Yeah, I'm all set. Come on, let's go. Say, where'd you find that bug in the first place there, lad?
Well, Yuki, you remember yesterday while we were out rounding up the cows to bring them into the barn? You remember I was collecting bugs then?
Yeah, I recall that.
Well, I think I found the little butterfly sitting on a rock right alongside the big pond out there in the pasture.
Whoa, is that right? Well... Okay, let's be on our way outside, then. After you, lad.
Are you going to take your butterfly net with you, Yuki?
Fine. That's the reason I got it standing right here on the porch, leading up against the wall right next to the door.
Oh, boy. Smell that air. Oh, another beautiful day. Just feel how warm that sun is already this morning.
Yep. It's a grand and glorious day to go hunting for bugs.
I never thought I'd see the day when I'd go walking around a farm hunting for bugs.
I recall a bug hunting expedition I went on once with my old friend, old Professor Dexter A. Nicholsworthy, up in the great East Cantankerous Forest. That's just 16 miles north of East Cantankerous, Illinois.
Yeah? What about you, Yuki?
Well, nothing about it, lad. I just happened to recall the bug hunting expedition I went on once with my old friend, old Professor Dexter A. Nicholsworthy, up there in the great East Cantankerous Forest, just 16 miles north of East Cantankerous, Illinois. That's all, Sparky. Nothing about it at all.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going to, tell a story.
Well, I could tell a story if you wanted me to tell a story. However, I do not recall any stories to tell right at this particular moment.
Well, just forget about it. Forget about them there stories of yours, and let's get busy hunting for that bug of the lad's. Now, if it was the kind I think it was, the lad has got one of the greatest bug finds in the history of bug collections.
Well, there's the pasture. Hey! Look over yonder.
Yeah, there's a little white butterfly flying around over there. You see it, Big John?
Where?
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you think that's the one?
There's only one way to find out. Sparky, get your butterfly net ready. You too, Bear. We're going over there after that feller. If that's a Lepidopterus microphyllus monadical paracalsis, we're going to catch him, all right.
Okay, Yuki, I've got my butterfly net ready. What do we do now?
Well, let's use a little strategy here. You swing around to the left, and I'll swing around to the right, and we'll close in on him. I'll catch him easy enough that way. Oh, there he goes. There he goes. He's landed on that little clump of white flowers over there. You see that? Look at that. Look at that.
Come on, Big John. Come on. It looks like you're going to catch him.
Yeah, okay. He and the mayor are closing in on it. Let them take care of it.
Hey, look at Yuki running along there with that butterfly net raised high up into the air like that.
Oh, if you ask me, we all look like a bunch of fools running around here chasing butterflies with nets of all things.
Okay. Did you get him, Yuki?
Well, wait till I get a little closer, Mayor.
Look out. There he goes. Here he goes.
That's all right. I'll get him. Up. Oh, I missed him there.
There he goes. There he goes. There he goes. He's flying away. He's flying away from the clump of flowers he was sitting on.
There. You waited too long for him to get your net on him there, Yuki.
Well, just stop talking, Mayor, and swing your net out. Come on, he's coming your way.
I am swinging the net at him. What do you think I'm doing, waving a goodbye to a choo-choo train or something
Jason,
like
Mayor,
that?
Mayor, Jason, there he goes, right over your shoulder.
I'm after him, and he won't get away from old Prump Front. I'll get you, you little Lepidopterus, you. Hey, come here, you.
Hey, you're gaining on him, Mayor. You're gaining. Just keep gaining.
Watch where you're going, Mayor.
Can't watch where I'm going. I've got to keep my eyes on that there butterfly at the same time, Mayor.
Well, you better watch where you're going right before you walk into the...
Help! 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 Get me out of here!
Uh-oh, it's too late.
Oh! Mayor Plumfront ran right into the pond. Oh. Look at him sitting there in the water, waving his hands in the air like that.
Better look out there, Mayor. Sit still.
Sit still, Mayor. Please sit still. The butterfly's sitting right on the end of your nose.
I see it. I'm holding my breath. Hurry up and get him. Hurry up and get him. The water in this here pond is cold.
Just keep your shirt on there, Mayor. I'm not taking any chances with that there butterfly getting away. I'll just smack this here net right down over your head. Here goes.
Oh, Yuki. Oh, you dumb snoot. You hit me right in the nose with the handle of that there net.
That's all right, Mayor. We caught the butterfly. He's under the net.
Well... get it out from under there so as I can see what my nose looks like. Oh, I think you done went and smashed it with that there net handle.
Well, steady now, Bear. We'll just reach under the net and I'll grab a hold of the little fella here.
Yeah, get the butterfly, Yuki.
Careful now, Yuki. Careful he doesn't get away again.
I got a hold of something under this here net. Feels a little bit like a watermelon or a cucumber, though. I know that there butterfly's not that big.
Yuki, but that watermelon or cucumber or whatever it is you think you got a hold of happens to be my nose. It's no watermelon. Stop squeezing it like that. Oh, it's sore enough as it is.
Oh, pardon me, Mayor. Oh, excuse me. Oh, there, I got the butterfly. Now, we'll get it out from under the net and see what this here little fella looks like.
Yeah. Get him out from under there.
There we are. There's a little fella, Sparky lad. Hey, you got that there glass jar I gave you to put the butterfly in when we caught him? Sparky, have you got the glass jar?
Yeah. Here it is. I'll take off the lid so you can put him in.
Right.
Okay, now, go ahead, put him in.
There he goes. Okay, put the lid back on the jar so our rare and almost extinct Lepidopterus microphyllus monadical paracalsis butterfly doesn't get away.
You mean this butterfly is one of those rare and valuable butterflies?
Yeah, fine, 100% correct.
Wowie, boy, oh boy. Well, Yuki, what do we do now that we've captured the rare a butterfly again.
Well, Sparky lad, I do not express to be an expert on bugs, so I think the only thing to do is to call in the world's greatest bug expert, my old friend Professor Dexter A. Nicholsworthy, and ask him to come out here and examine this here butterfly and see if it is a real, genuine, authentic, true, blue, actual, definite, precise, honest-to-goodness, rare and unusual, highly prized and valuable Lepidopterus microphyllius fanatical Paracelsus butterfly.
Yeah, you do that, Yuki. Who knows? Maybe this little fella is worth a lot of money or something. Hey, look, Mayor Plumfront's still sitting in the pond. I think we better help him get out. I'll see you later, kids. So long.